Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
I've been on drugs since my mid-20s.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
Those are just beautiful balls.
She pops out parties.
I just like the balls.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
It needs to have a nut in it.
Ramming it into 300-pound men.
Yeah.
Keep it classy.
Shove it all in your mouth at once.
Shameful.
Yeah.
I'm back.
That's pretty clear.
Yeah, Mike weaving his tapestry once again.
Pretty evident. I've got Eminem news.
Yeah, I saw the...
Like the rapper or the candy?
I saw the halftime show preview today.
Oh, no, the only Eminem that matters. The candy.
Yeah, they launched the like a teaser trailer for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh.
Which is the first one I've been excited for in years.
So the M&Ms are performing at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Not the M&Ms. Eminem and, well...
Marshall Mathers?
I guess it would be Dr. Dre and company if you had to pick the hierarchy. It's Dre and then the others.
It's going to be hard watching Eminem grow old, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's still out there. I mean, Dr. Dre doesn't do a bunch now. He's just worth $1 billion. But Snoop has aged pretty gracefully.
That album's going to come out, right? Detox, they kept promoting it for the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
So you got what? Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Can't wait.
Can we just do, like, a two-hour concert?
That's the first halftime show I think I've ever been excited for.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
No, this is about, again, the only M&M that matters, the candy.
Rob is not watching the halftime show this year.
No.
Oh, I watch. I always watch. But I don't care.
I don't think that's your particular cup of tea.
Yes, Mars Candies, who make our beloved M&Ms, mm-hmm. They are, they have a new year, new you approach.
I'm waiting for now. We're going to have to boycott M&Ms from this, right?
Well, so the M&M, as you've seen from the ads, they kind of have characters, although...
The yellow's the dumb one.
Right.
The red,
the green is the little slutty one.
Yeah, she's the slutty M&M. She wears the go-go boots and sex appeal. The brown one's a bossy bitch.
Yeah.
But
it's not all that defined, but it...
The red one's kind of a jerk, but kind of normal.
Yeah, the red one's a little...
I feel like the red one's kind of... Because the red one's always with the yellow one.
The red one's always mean to the yellow one.
Yes.
So they are taking a fresh, modern approach to their M&M design, and their characters will be getting a makeover and more nuanced personalities to underscore the importance of self-expression and power of community.
Oh my God.
Through storytelling.
It's an M&M! You have,
So woke culture has gotten to the M&Ms, huh?
You literally have commercials where the celebrities are locking them in cars and then going to eat them and murder them, and yet now we have to stylize them? Why?
We took a deep look at our characters, both inside and out, and have evolved their look, personalities, and backstories to be more representative of today's societies. As the world changes, so do we.
By the way, the slutty M&M is no longer. She's trading in the go-go boots and bare legs for white leggings and sneakers.
Yeah, she's going to the gym.
Some sort of empowerment. My God. We can't have a slutty M&M now. We're not allowed.
She still might be slutty. She's just dressing like a regular college girl.
I don't know.
Yeah,
leggings and sneakers.
I bet she's still a slut.
She's wearing a North Face jacket, too.
Whoa. North Face?
That was the thing when I was going to school.
Really?
It was, well, I went to Syracuse, remember, so it was freezing all the time. But it was North Face jackets, black leggings, and Uggs. That was the look.
I haven't owned much North Face in my years on this planet.
From 07 to 11, that was the look.
I find them overpriced. Is that really worth, like, is North Face really worth it?
I'll admit something here. I do not believe I've ever owned a single piece of North Face gear. I think it's good stuff.
Like, well, we're in the Northwest, so Columbia is like a little bit more readily available, you know?
I've never really done that. I'm more of the, I go Pendleton and Filson. I like a little more, like, I don't own a winter jacket that's like made for mountaineering. My stuff's like wool. Hmm. I go with the sassy janitor look.
Yeah, I don't own a winter jacket anymore at all.
What?
Because, I mean, like, I own a jacket, and it's a rain jacket, and I wear it if it's cold, but that's about it.
Well, I started watching that Von Dutch documentary. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I have not seen that.
Yeah. And that whole brand was a mess. And, you know, it's interesting brands and why they become popular and what they represent. North Face, I don't know. I always thought it was just like cool to wear it, you know.
Well, here,
and that's why people wore it. But is it really good?
I do think it's good gear because, like, I'm assuming, like anything else, there's like normal North Face gear that you buy, and then there's like mountaineering stuff. But I've watched plenty of stuff on people that are like going up on Mount Everest, and they are wearing North Face gear. They make really good gear. I think it's just a price point. Like, not everyone needs.
I think you can find that same stuff for cheaper. Doesn't have the North Face stuff.
Well, I think you can, but I think the idea is, like, not every North Face jacket is I don't know, maybe an $800 or $900 jacket, but not everyone needs to climb Mount Everest. I think there's, you ever see that? Like, where, you know, it's the same, you get this with golf, right? Not everyone needs $5,000 sticks. You're still a crappy golfer.
Right.
Right? Like, you should spend way more money on clubs than me because you're a much better golfer and it matters more to you. You could give me your set of clubs, which are 10 times better than mine. It's not going to it may make my game a little bit better. But it's not worth the money, and I think outdoor gear is a lot like that. It's like, man, my gear is rated to -40 below. What are you going to? You going to the North Pole?
I had no idea North Face was this expensive, by the way.
Yeah,
I just looked it up. They're like the classic, like poofy looking black jacket
most
iconic.
Oh, it's expensive.
$330.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right, fella.
But a lot of that stuff is, man. Like, it's not just North Face.
Columbia is expensive too.
Yeah, that's like cold weather gear, winter gear, rain gear. Try
buying rain golf gear.
Yeah, it's spendy, man. And if you want like a good rain jacket that really is rainproof, that keeps everything out, even if it's not particularly warm, same thing, man. You're into it for hundreds of bucks.
We got a lot of North Face P1s coming in with.
Backing it up.
Backing up North Face.
Yeah.
All right.
There's some really good European brands too, that you can, you know, there's stuff all over. Like when you go over into Europe, they don't have North Face over there. I mean, there is, but you see people wearing different brands that we don't really see a lot of over here, and it's all good stuff, but it's not any cheaper.
Each character's unique shape will be more defined, their color palette refined, moving from a tan color on their arms and legs to a more universal, clearer hue, slightly tinted for each to match their shell.
Yeah, that way we don't have all white M&Ms.
The most notable changes are to the brown and green M&Ms. The two female characters both have new footwear. Brown's pumps lowered to a more sensible height. And green's white-heeled go-go boots changed out for what Mars calls cool laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence. See, she's a slut.
I just love that the brown M&M still is wearing heels, but not...
more sensible.
Not blank me pumps. We can't have those.
Right.
Can't have those. Maybe a nice, sensible flat.
They're like business heels.
Yes. And apparently she's going to be less...
She has glasses, right?
Yeah, she's got glasses. She's going to be less bossy. I mean, come on.
Red and yellow now have laces on their kicks. Orange now has his laces tied.
That really does just...
Yeah, changes everything.
You know,
show you our current society. They tied his shoes.
I'll just tell you something. Someone got paid an S-ton of money to redesign this. S-ton. Dude, like, let's get rid of these go-go boots. And a lot of money was spent on focus groups. And
they took it very seriously.
Yeah.
And they are very proud of what they have done.
Yeah.
M&Ms are giving them an updated tone of voice that is more inclusive, welcoming, and unifying while remaining rooted in their signature jester wit and humor. God.
The tone of voice was bad?
Who writes this stuff?
I'm waiting for now, like, a group of people to now boycott it.
Somebody got paid a lot of money to write that.
Someone will now want to start boycotting M&Ms, because anytime someone does something like this, then we have to yell and scream, and then you burn some M&Ms, and you're like, I'll never buy them again, and that lasts, like, a week, and then you're like, God, I like M&Ms, and you're buying them again.
I'm a Skittles man now.
Yeah. Like, right now on Twitter, everyone's burning all the righties, they're burning their Carhartt. They're saying that the big thing is now you got to set your Carhartt on fire. Even though you bought it with your own money, but now you got to burn it because they Carhartt upheld their mandate for vaccinations for anyone that worked there.
Oh.
So now you can't wear it anymore. You got to burn it.
Brown and green will now be more friendly together.
Yeah, I told you, brown's less.
Yeah, they used to hate each other.
Less bossy.
Orange, traditionally shown as anxious, will embrace his true self, worries and all. And red, often the bully of the bunch, will be kinder. All the characters will also have prefixes removed from their names in order to focus on their personalities rather than their genders, Jason.
Oh, gender neutral M&M.
So it sounds like they're all going to be really boring.
And they've got new poses to be more inviting and welcoming so everyone feels as though they're a part of the crew, and fans will see more characters featured together in group shots and with each other, making anyone feel invited.
They are animated chocolate candies.
Jeebus, people.
Why do they need to be welcoming?
You know what? One day when China takes us over, they deserve it. You know?
Wait, who deserves it?
They deserve it. They deserve our country.
They can have it.
This is what we're focused on right now. The amount of the stuff that we focus on, it's just stunning to me.
Well,
so is the commercial going to begin and they're all just going to be talking like this? I can't have. I'm not angry anymore.
Hooray for everything.
I'm loving.
I, for one, am a plain M&M's guy. I know I'm in the minority on that.
Can't get on board with it.
I love the plain M&M's.
So boring.
I mean, they're delicious.
They're delicious.
But they're nowhere near peanut M&M's.
Yeah, see, I prefer plain.
It's the worst of the M&M's, in my
opinion. Or peanut butter
M&M's,
by the way.
If you gave...
Yeah, see, I don't like peanut butter.
Here's the thing. If you gave me a bag of M&M's, just regular plain,
right now.
I don't even think I'm eating them. I'd have to be in a real sugar craving to, like, want to eat regular M&M's.
No kidding?
I don't think that's true at all.
No.
That's crazy talk.
If you gave me...
You're like a habitual open candy hand-in person.
That, I'm telling you, it would be the last candy that I would reach for.
Smarties?
No, I'm taking Smarties over M&M's. Now, you give me peanut M&M's?
I don't even know you.
It might be it's the worst of the pretzel
Smarties?
M&M, the caramel M&M, the peanut M&M. They're all greater. The mint ones?
You just said you would take the worst candy to ever exist, which is Smarties.
No, that's the Necco wafer.
I think the Necco wafer is better than Smarties.
I would eat regular M&M's before the Necco wafers.
Worst candy to ever exist.
Necco wafers, hands down.
Or obviously,
like,
there's probably
Tums.
A candy that was, you know, like, taken out of rotation within a year. I'm talking like the ones that we see all the time.
Maybe Bit-O-Honey, because all you're doing with that is cracking a tooth.
Yeah. Your a tooth's coming out.
Yeah. Regular M&M's just do nothing for me. It's like a regular Hershey bar.
Candy corn? Should I nominate?
A regular Hershey bar is amazing.
Not if it doesn't have nuts in it.
That's not true.
Yeah. I think that's where that drop comes from, is it needs a nut in it.
Probably. I think one of my favorite things is just like breaking off little pieces of a classic old Hershey bar.
Oh. Circus peanuts, terrible.
Yeah, those aren't good.
Terrible.
You know what? I would eat.
I don't think I've ever eaten circus peanuts.
I would eat regular M&Ms over circus peanuts.
Yeah, everyone would. Those are awful.
Yeah.
Candy corns?
I love candy corn.
Yeah, I'm with you. M&Ms greater than.
Yeah.
Good and Plenty. Amen. That.
Good and Plenty.
That bastard candy.
What are the? Are those the?
Are those like licorice?
Yeah, it's like the.
Yeah, they're like.
Like licorice tubes. Like,
yeah, they're like little tiny.
Aren't
like
they pills. Bastard Mike and Ike's?
Yes, but with like awful flavors.
Because Mike and Ike is like fruit flavored.
Yeah, Good and Plenty. Yeah, they're licorice and good, and the other ones are more.
They're just like.
I don't know what you call Mike and Ike. It's a gelatinous goo. Whereas Good and Plenty is licorice, but they got that.
Sticks to your teeth.
Got that black licorice flavor. Ugh.
Yeah, licorice is.
Like the Jägermeister of candy. Terrible.
Licorice is gross.
Licorice?
Yes.
No. Black licorice is gross.
Regular well, that's licorice. Extra gross, but licorice, all licorice is.
Yeah, I love a good red vine, like a rope.
All right, well, anyway.
I think one of the most fascinating candy things is the line, like, in the country of either choosing red vines or Twizzlers, fully dependent on where you grew up.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, because red vines are all over West Coast. Like, I didn't know red vines existed growing up because we didn't have them.
It was straight Twizzlers.
It was just all Twizzlers. So now, like, I've had red vines before. I think Twizzlers are better, but it's because that's what I grew up on.
Can I nominate Double Bubble?
That's not candy. I mean, that's gum.
It's gum, but it's just the worst.
The flavor lasts for like 2 seconds.
Yes, it's awful. And it used to be very prevalent on Halloween when I was a kid. I don't know if it still is. Yeah, there was a lot of Double Bubble in there.
I'd also like to say that Juicy Fruit is massively overrated. The flavor goes away in 5 seconds.
It's fantastic when you first you take a bite of it and it's gone.
Gum technology has come a long way, right? Like, yeah, I mean, they're way better now.
Seriously,
they're way better now.
You get like the five gum; those last forever.
Yeah,
I like the icebreakers. Right. You got like 1,000 different flavors. It's wonderful. Yeah, gum tech. There's no reason to go back to the bastard.
Well,
sticks
if they figured
gum.
It out, why on earth is Wrigley still doing Juicy Fruit the old way?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nostalgia, man.
It's like people who smoke cigarettes. I mean, Marlboro's still churning them out.
Yeah. The only good old school one is Big Red because the cinnamon's so strong it lasts forever.
Gives you a nice breath.
You don't chew Big Red. F you.
Those Doublemint twins, though, they were kind of hot.
I wonder how they've aged. We're quick Google here.
Well, look out for your new M&M characters. Gobstoppers do anything for you?
Nah.
I didn't like those either. They were too hard on my teeth.
Oh, there's new Doublemint twins.
Well, of course.
I didn't know they were still doing the Doublemint
twins. The old ones got put out to pasture.
Yeah, I didn't know.
These ones are more welcoming.
They are African American, the new twins. They look fantastic. I didn't know they were still doing that. And by the way, the Doublemint twins have aged wonderfully.
The old ones?
Yeah.
What are their names?
I don't know. I'd have to look into that. I just Google imaged Doublemint twins today and
oh, there they are, yeah.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, they're hotties.
Yeah. Look at that. Keeping it tight, keeping it right.
All right, we got to go. Another flight turned around, and why the Wharton Business School was trending today. It is 6:21 on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
So we were supposed to have ducks on tonight, but we don't.
COVID. They don't have the COVID, though, right?
Cougs have the COVID.
Yeah, I think the Cougs.
So Andrew Nemec is here, and he will be doing his show in 30 minutes.
A COVID-free edition of Recruiting with Andrew Nemec.
As far as you know.
Oh, you're just over there yakking, so.
I did sneeze moments ago.
COVID.
I sneezed. Isn't that true, though? You were still, like, 2 years later. Anytime you get, like, I know I've been having allergies lately, or, you know, you get a headache.
You feel bad.
Cause you're like, oh, no, I think I might have the COVID.
There was an article today, and it was something along the lines of, it was one of those that you kind of skimmed, but a study that a lot of the people that think they have COVID, there was a name for it, but it's COVID fear, that there's a ton of that over the course of the last 2 years, that people are basically making up COVID symptoms. People are
what?
People are. I'll find
like
it.
I have it. I know it.
I'll find the story for you. But yeah,
it's almost like they want it.
Yeah, that there's the thing out there now. People are just conditioned to believe they have it when they don't.
Fascinating. We've turned around another airplane. Now this one, there are a few considerations here. You know I hate this so much.
Yes.
When
it's like one of your great pet peeves, that loud God. Cars.
Yeah, loud muffler guy should be arrested. And perhaps drawn and quartered. There's just no reason for it.
Yeah, my friend that owns a Porsche tells you to go F yourself.
Well,
he's not happy about your...
Dude.
About your hardline stance.
Ask him why. Why? Why?
It's the sound. It's a very visceral sort of thing.
Yeah, well, it's stupid. And it interrupts my nightly bourbon and sports watching. Because I live in the city. It's very loud.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Don't like it at all. Anyway, this is a pet peeve. Like, and I've never had this happen, although I think I would be livid. When, you know, there's something bad happening on a flight. Like, in this instance, it was a woman who wouldn't put her mask on.
Oh, yeah. It's usually something along these
something
lines.
Something stupid. Like, you can handle this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they turn the plane around and go back to where it came from. It's maddening.
I've never, knock on wood, I've never had a plane. I've had one had to make an emergency landing.
Well, that's an emergency is different.
But
that's what I'm saying.
I've never had one turned around.
This is not an emergency. So this was a flight from Miami to London. And this lady, acting like a child, would not put her stupid mask on. 129 passengers, 14 crew, entire day upended because of this little brat. Mm-hmm. 1 hour and 48 minutes after takeoff, they turn around and go back to Miami. Now, the consideration here is that, okay, two different countries, right?
Yeah.
So if she is not complying, do you fly her all the way to another country? And then what happens to... Like, I don't know what happens to this lady. They said they took her off of there. I'm guessing nothing will really happen to her. I don't think she gets arrested or anything, right?
You can get arrested for disorderly conduct and not obeying. If you don't obey the flight attendants, you can get arrested for that.
But so, I don't know if they do arrest. I mean, maybe you can.
I think now everyone gets arrested. If you are responsible for chaos on a plane, the police will be waiting for you.
How about this?
They're not screwing around.
How about this? Why are you inconveniencing 129, well, actually 143 people?
Because people are selfish a-holes.
Because of this one selfish jerk. So this woman, send her to London and then make her, if she gets arrested in London, it sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Is that worse than being arrested in Miami? I don't know.
It might be one of those things where the because it's going to a foreign country, maybe they won't take her, and I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
Well, again,
I did see
not the 143 people on the plane's problem.
A couple weeks ago, there was a plane that was going down to Mexico, and the people on the plane, it was a bunch of, think spring breaker types, were out of control. Like, and they wouldn't listen to anyone, and they were taking videos, and it was a full-on, like, party. And when they got there down to Mexico, they canceled their flight back and banned them from that airline, banned them from all airlines, and they all got stuck down in Mexico.
Good.
Yeah.
Whoops. Idiots. Yeah, I just think it's... But they flew there, though. They got there.
Yes.
They didn't turn around.
They did not turn around. They kept going.
There you go.
Deal with it when we get
there.
That's right. And that was a foreign country.
Deal with it when we get there.
That's your whole...
That's it.
Your whole platform is 4-day work week, no loud cars.
Correct.
And we'll deal with it when we get there.
Correct.
I just can't believe you have this many people losing it on airplanes. You know what's happening. You know you're getting arrested. You know you're never flying again. You're
it's
done.
It's the dumbest flex of all time. It
of
really
all
is.
All time.
It really is. Like, I can't think of a dumber flex.
No. And by the way, get used to driving wherever you want to go, because you're not getting on a plane anytime soon. How dumb can you be?
And you're not even making a statement. Like,
no,
you're just an idiot.
You just look like an ass clown.
And everybody else is just like, dude, you're... And then people are really pissed at you because... They turned the plane around.
Or, my buddy was...
They should just drop her in the ocean.
My buddy was at a connecting flight through Seattle back home.
Should have a trap door.
In Seattle, waiting to go home after a longer flight, and they had to all get off the plane because some bros were refusing to, put on masks and do what the staff...
And they had to get off the plane?
Everyone. They took everyone off. They had to take everyone off the plane.
Well, at least in this instance, they landed back in Miami, and they just took her off the plane.
Yeah.
And
the only thing I could think of is if they go to London, doesn't that person win? Like, haha, I didn't wear my mask, and sure, you're mad at me, but we still got to the destination I wanted to go to.
Yeah, but if you ban them, like...
Not if they get arrested.
Like, the people in Mexico, like, if you get arrested and they ban you, like, every airline kicked these people in Mexico off. They had no way to get back.
Good.
And over in London, hey, man, sign up for a cruise. That's the only way your ass is getting back over the pond. You can't drive.
Exactly.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
All the people that had a connecting flight that are now screwed.
Yeah.
And just think of just the dominoes.
Just because you
just because
be
this one
rat.
Idiot just acting like a child.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
By the way,
that happened.
The study I found, or the report on the...
Studyfinds.org.
This is not studyfinds.org, but it was Harvard that did a study on both side effects of the vaccine and COVID, and found that a lot of it is largely in your mind. Like this one here is the vaccine. Everyone's like, oh, I have all these side effects from the vaccine. But what we found is the people that claim to experience all these side effects after the injection, and they did this with over 45,000 clinical trial participants, of at least 50%, so as many that actually had the real reaction, still claim they did, and it was a placebo. They got nothing. It was like a saline solution that they got injected into their arm.
No kidding.
Yes. So they concluded that so many people are worried about the COVID vaccine side effects, they actually feel them even if they get the placebo. That's what the research shows.
Wow.
Same thing with people that have convinced themselves that they have COVID. You can actually work yourself up into feeling sick and feeling like you have symptoms when you didn't have COVID.
So you can catch COVID with your mind.
Yes. And you can catch vaccine side effects with your mind. That's how worked up people are about both of these.
Man, the brain.
So like with the COVID side effects, the vaccine, you get like the headaches, tiredness, joint pain, burning in the injection, all of those things that everyone's like, oh, it it kicked my ass. Yeah, an equal amount of people had these that never got the
Well, now I'm wondering if I actually had a side effect. I was kind of down for a day a little bit. You know, just felt like crap.
But were you scared about the side effects?
No.
I think you got to work yourself up.
Oh, you got to be
Well, I think that's what
fearful
they're,
of them.
I think that's what they're saying. Is
Your
people,
brain can create anything if you're that like, worried about it.
Yeah, you've got people that are literally like, they're convinced that they've lost their sense of smell and taste that don't have COVID.
I'm worried about not winning the lottery. Can I drum up $1 million winning ticket to make myself feel better?
Manifest that sucker. I think that's what the secret or whatever. You need like a vision board.
Yeah, here's somebody that says, I was reading that more people are considering suing the person that ruins the flight for damages because they either miss a connection or other reservations are affected.
Ass.
That's great.
Hell yeah.
I'd sue that bitch too.
I'm on class action suit. Let's go.
I don't know if she has anything. Hey, let's get to the Wharton Business School tweet that that shot out there today.
Someone's out of touch.
It is 6:36. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And for our final act tonight, just something went viral this morning. We've already talked about the reporter in West Virginia who was hit by a car. That was in our first segment of radio broadcast way back at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
This was the Wharton Business School teacher, or I guess professor.
Yeah, posed a question to her students.
Yeah, this is the actual tweet from the business ethics professor at Wharton, which, by the way, our last emperor, Donald Trump, went to this school.
Did he really?
He did.
Because that's at the University of, that's Penn, right?
It's in, yeah, it's in
University of Pennsylvania.
She wrote, I asked Wharton students what they thought the average American worker makes per year, and 25% of them thought it was over six figures.
Whoa.
Then she writes, one of them thought it was $800,000. Really not sure what to make of this. And then she put in parentheses, the real number is $45,000. Oh my God.
And you're in business school.
Yes, and they're in business school.
They're in business school.
So that everybody that was near their family, in their family, friends of their family, were all making exorbitant amounts of money. Those people who guessed those numbers.
Yeah. I mean, it said 25%, so yeah. Probably 25% of them are rich kids.
Well, I'm assuming the vast majority of people that end up at the Wharton School of Business probably come from nice homes.
Lots of wealth, yeah.
But still, Jesus. Like
Mike Lynch.
Just because you're
of his private school boys.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you have to be stupid.
No, but I do think it speaks volumes about I don't think that's stupidity. I think it's ignorance.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah. If you just grow up...
Choose your words carefully. You're right. It's ignorance.
I've always said this. Stupidity. One of the biggest challenges we have is that everyone thinks that their group of friends is the average American, and that is not the case. The average American is... go to a bus stop sometime.
800K, dude.
Yeah. 800K. I wish.
The average is 800K.
You know, I'm really struggling this year. I only made about five and a quarter. Really took a hit this year. Well, I think if you did that, what percentage of Americans that have ever left the country, what percentage of Americans have ever really gone on a vacation? There's so many people.
Well, the person guessing 800K has gone on many vacations.
Yes, yes, they have.
Well, my daddy makes $50 million a year, yeah. So the average is probably only about 800K.
People don't have a Swiss ski home? What?
Not yet. All right.
What, do they only just have one in Vail?
My buddy that lives down in Bend, Mike Bilotti's neighbor, he does very well for himself. And hence Mike Bilotti's neighbor, his kid went to the University of Montana. And, you know, you can go to college, you can reinvent yourself a little bit. You know, you go down there and you mix it up. So he's really become a cowboy. Yeah, he wears the jeans and the buckle and he's got the hat and all that. And, you know, they got him a truck to come out there. You know, they butched him up a little bit. And he came back for the holiday break and brought some of his buddies back from Montana. And I was like, I don't think he thought that one through, because tough to play the cowboy when you roll into your home on the private golf course in Bend.
Right.
That they're going to find out that maybe you didn't come from the ranch life that maybe you're portraying out there. No one's roping anything like out on the 12th green.
Maybe that's the life lesson of don't pretend to be what you're not. At some point, you'll get found out.
I just thought that when he was like, he's bringing friends home. I'm like, hope he explained that, you know, maybe not quite what you're thinking of where I come from.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Zakanek on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's John. Andrew Nemec coming up next. Hello.
Big Bad.
What is up?
What is up? What it do?
What it do? bringing some energy tonight. I like it.
Well, I got nothing else, so I figured I'd better start high, and then we can coast. We can coast to a slow finish.
All right,
I like it. Come, leave them on. Don't leave them on a high note. Come in on a high note.
Right. Come in on a. Well, that's kind of my thing, right? There's the beginning, and you know, after that, it's touch and go sometimes. But I figure I can come in on a high. They say that effort doesn't cost anything, so I gave you guys a little bit of effort. And now I got nothing. So what were you guys talking about?
What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about
the Wharton School of Business being a full of a bunch of morons.
We're talking about rich entitled brats. But I want something from you. Will you give me a streaming recommendation?
Like a show to stream?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not currently streaming anything right now.
What? Really? You got nothing?
Nothing?
No, I was late to the party on this one, but my wife and I just finished the chess one, the Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, loved it. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't found the next thing to watch yet. So you give me a recommendation. I need a show.
Well, the reason I asked is I'm in a rut, guys. I mean, I'm watching a lot of documentaries. I usually seek out docs. You know, I love my docs. But as far as shows, I don't know. I just finished. I wrapped up Dope Sick finally.
That's great.
And
I was a big fan.
What was the other one? Oh, well, Yellowstone, and then Mayor of Kingstown's over. So.
Did you like Yellowstone? Because that's one I keep thinking I should watch, but I just can't pull the trigger for some reason.
Yellowstone is good. You should watch it. Yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, yeah, it's good. I mean it's got a lot of hype, but you and your wife can both watch it. You'll both enjoy it. It is a good show. I think it's this last season. It got pretty slow. I think they need to kind of. Wrap it up,
yeah.
Like get to the point, but it's really good. The characters are great.
All right,
yeah.
Maybe I will check that out because I'm also like I don't know if I'm in a rut. I just don't know what to watch next.
Check out
that's called a rut, sir.
Yeah, check out. I think it's on Amazon if I remember. Check out Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, is that Steve Martin?
That's Steve Martin.
That's a good show.
And Martin Short. And
it's easy watch.
Easy watch, and there's like eight or nine episodes, and it's good. It's solid.
Also, Curb is over for the year. They haven't put out a new Curb.
No, I think Curb's done.
Yeah. So all my Sunday nights. Oh, here's another one. If you're not watching the new Righteous Gemstones, you're no one. That show is so good. They've taken it to another level, and that is worth watching. It's on HBO. That's with.
I don't have HBO, so I don't. I can't. I miss out on a lot of that stuff.
All right.
Well, I do have a login if you'd like it. You can watch HBO Go.
There you go.
Well, I'm already pirating your daughter's Disney Plus account so I can watch The Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett. So why don't you send it on over and we'll just wrap this whole thing up.
Yeah, talk to her. She probably has it. I'm already logged into everything. So yeah, go through her. She'll get it to you.
So you're saying that I can have it, but you're not going to give it to me.
I don't know what it is.
He doesn't want to give it to me.
Do you know what
the effort in remembering his password?
Do you know what any of those passwords are? Because I don't.
No, I have to look them up.
I don't even know what they all are.
They're all just logged in? Off the top of your head?
Yeah.
On all of them?
Do you use 98% of them.
Do you use one password?
No.
Dude, really? I have to look them up.
Do you have the thing on your phone where it keeps track of it? You just put your thumbprint on it?
Oh.
Well, I haven't had a thumbprint for a while, but yeah, your Face ID is the same thing. Yeah.
Look at Mike shaming you for thumbprint technology.
That's so 1990s.
Okay, boomer.
Well, Rob was thinking the same thing.
Face one, so I just put my thumb on there and then it unlocks stuff. I love it.
I just like that Mike.
It's amazing.
Mike shamed you.
It's like rollerblades.
I think the most frustrating thing is when you know the password and you go into it and it says the password's incorrect. So you try a different one. It says it's incorrect. You try a different one and then it makes you reset it.
Yeah.
So I reset it to what I originally thought the password was. And it tells you, you cannot use your last password. And I'm like, I typed that in three times.
It in. Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean I can't use it?
Huh.
Does Odyssey make you guys take those ridiculous, like, cyber safe training?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So working for the government, I have to take this all the time, and the best one is the one about passwords, and they're like, if you really want your password to be secure, it should be 74 letters, and an example is !! x439296 4 right. And I'm like, come, like nobody in the world would have that password, and yet that's what they're telling you. You have to be safe.
Well, you know how that sometimes it'll suggest one for you. It'll say, do you want to make your own, or here's a suggestion.
Yeah.
Do you see what they suggest?
It's unbelievable.
Who, like John's saying, like who has a password long?
It's a launch code.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know a single password for anything. Like if I reset at least 6 passwords a week.
Do you have a password keeper though? Like the in your phone that just keeps it all for you so you can go look it up anyway?
Yeah, most of mine is just automatically logged in like on my phone, but
right. No, I'm saying like an app that keeps it.
Don't tell Mike if you use your thumbprint, he'll make fun of you.
Boomer. I didn't know that was a mock. I didn't know you get mocked for that.
Well, he's just saying.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's no longer cool. He's saying it's moving on to the face ID thing. But,
sorry about that.
Anyway,
order a new phone.
Yeah, order a new phone. You've been shamed. Have a good night. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right. Bye. All right. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We will have an interview with the great, the indelible Joey Harrington on our show tomorrow. Please be with us, won't you? We will be here 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.